This is HPR episode 2201 entitled, Matthew, Lord Rush and Lut, Williams. It is hosted by HPR volunteers, and is about 38 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, HPR community members remember the digital dragon.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everyone, this is Quatu, and this is Hacker Public Radio's eulogy for Lord Drakenblut. I requested eulogies a couple of weeks ago, and I got a couple in, so I'll either read or play them here. My, official eulogy myself, my parting words to Lord Drakenblut post facto, are posted on GNUWorldOrder.info. You can read them there. It's a big black box. I think it probably says everything that I want to say, but I will say another couple of things about him just for Hacker Public Radio specifically. If you've been listening to HPR for a while, you know Lord Drakenblut because he's posted shows, he's posted episodes. He's host number 24, and he kind of predates Hacker Public Radio, at least in some way. I don't predate Hacker Public Radio, so I don't actually know. But he's been a part of the community for a long time, and he was in, you know, he was kind of around the Binary Revolution community before HPR. So he's someone who, while not a, he wasn't like a key figure as far as I know in sort of the daily operation and maintenance of the community. He was a key figure in the community. And I first heard about him on the Lotta Linux Links podcast. He was a guest on that, on one of the shows. I just got into Linux. I was very new. And I heard this guy, and he was talking about himself. You know, he called himself Lord Drakenblut, and he was talking about himself as the Digital Dragon, you know, sort of in third person. He just seemed so confident, it was almost, and so self-assured, it was almost out of place, because I didn't really get the impression that he was really responsible for anything. He was just kind of confident for being him, for being himself. As the years or months went by, I somehow met him. You know, there was just something about him that just never quite sunk up with everything else. I identified that about him. You know, I thought, this guy's like, he's a geek, and he says sort of inappropriate things, or he says things at inappropriate times. Like, they might be completely, you know, appropriate, but they're just not at the right time. His timing is off. And I really admired that about him. And sure, it frustrated me sometimes, but mostly I just really admired it. And then around 2013 or 2012 or 2011 or something, he really kind of kicked into gear. I mean, he was still out of sync. He never lost that. But he kicked into gear, and he just decided to do an Indiana Linux Fest. And he made that happen, and he invited his friends to help out, and we all did, and he gave me the chance to take over a whole track, like an entire track to myself on multimedia about on Linux, you know, and it was like this mind-blowing generosity, just kind of like, he was doing this community conference in a place that he saw and many people saw as sort of an early spawning ground of open source software, Indiana, and it was. And it was a really great experience, and I met a lot of people who I'm still friends with today because of that conference. And then later on, he decided that he was going to do this OpenFOSS thing, and he was going to do video training for people on how to use free and open source software. And he asked me to help him to coordinate that crowdfunding effort. And then later, he was asking me about some DocuWiki stuff, and he just kept coming back to me, and I was so amazed and honored that he kept turning to me for stuff that maybe a lot of times I don't even, I didn't even feel like I was 100% qualified for, or maybe not the best person for, but he kept turning to me, and I don't know, you know, maybe I was just his last choice, but he always made it seem like I was his first choice. And that was something about Lord Drakenblut that I admired then and I admire now, and I see in retrospect how it applied to everything in his life. How when he was being interviewed by Dave Yates on Lotta Linux Links, he spoke of himself and whatever he was doing with such confidence and self-assuredness that you just kind of, you got the message. And the message was that he's going to push forward no matter what. And when he decided to do a Linux community conference, people had failed to do a conference before. People had tried in Indianapolis, and they had tried, and they'd failed, and he did it anyway. So many things. And then, like, in April of 2015, you remember on Hacker Public Radio, he posted a show about how he wanted to go to Scale, Southern California Linux Expo, and he couldn't afford it, but his treatment for cancer had been working. He felt healthy enough to travel. He was excited to do that. He wanted to go there, and he wanted to go there and represent Hacker Public Radio. And so he asked for funds, and you and me and lots of other people in a much wider community than just HPR chipped in, threw money his way to his Indiegogo campaign, and we made it happen. I think he was asking for, let's say, $1,300. He got $1,200, and then someone stepped in and donated airline points. And I know who that someone is, but I'm not going to mention his name because I don't know what the agreement was there. So it happened, you know, and we know this now because you can go look. We have interviews from Scale. We did that. And I think that when he asked for money and said, this is what I want to do, I saw once again this guy absolutely just pushing forward regardless of whatever else was happening. Cancer or no. He wanted to just keep living his life and doing exactly what he loved, and he did. And I think that when we helped him in whatever way we did, whether you gave money or encouragement, whatever, we were telling him not really that we wanted him to go to Scale. We didn't actually care if he went to Scale. I didn't care if he went to Scale. I mean, I wanted him to do whatever he wanted, but I mean, Scale was a great excuse. What I really wanted to do when I donated money to that Indiegogo was I wanted to tell Lord Drakenblut that I wanted him to continue. I wanted him to keep going. I didn't want Lord Drakenblut to stop. And I guess in a way that's also what I'm saying in this episode, in what I'm saying right now, is that I don't really want Lord Drakenblut to stop. He's been a part of my Linux life ever since I got into Linux. There's so much I could say about what he has taught me, not really in like commands and stuff, but just like in the culture and the community. He's taught me so much, and I don't really want him to stop because I've read on blog posts a long time ago when a community member dies, and it's heartbreaking, but you don't really know that person, you know? You're just like, well, I'm really sorry that this person died, and I can see that his friends or her friends were really, you know, loving towards them, but I didn't know that person. And some of you are probably thinking that right now, you know? You're like, I don't know who Lord Drakenblut is, but I can see that people seemed to like him. That's really nice. And I don't want that. I want him to be a bigger thing, you know? I want Lord Drakenblut to be Lord Drakenblut forever. I want to think about him and talk about him and for people to know who he is. And I know that's not possible, but in this episode, I want to commemorate him, and I want Lord Drakenblut to be something in HPR history. I want people to know that he was a cool guy, that he was confident, that his enthusiasm was contagious, and that he never stopped. He never stopped. So, Lord Drakenblut, now that you're gone, don't stop.
Time to debug things in a hardcore fashion. So, let's go ahead and start.
And that's Matt Draken, or Matt Williams, also known as Lord Drakenblut. This is Randy Noseworthy, As many of you probably know, Matt performed the ceremony at my wedding at OLF in 2009. And he did probably the most of the hard work, heavy lifting on that, because I was busy trying to... I was working, so was my wife. And he came up with some really cool vows for us. And, you know, it was really cool. Definitely was not the first time I met him. You know, I remember the first time that he and I met. I used to drive truck at the time. You know, now I'm a tech, you know, dust eye tech for a company now. I've been doing that for almost 4 years, which is kind of nice. I never wanted to be in a truck. That's a long story that I'm not going to go into, but I did it for almost, or did it for a little over a decade. But in any event, I needed a ride from north of Louisville, Kentucky, and I think to someplace in Ohio. I think it was to pick up another truck. And he came down from Indiana and picked me up and you know, gave me the ride. And, you know, he didn't have any money at the time. He was in between jobs. So, you know, I financed the whole trip. Anyway, well, it was no problem. I mean, we helped each other out. That's one of the things that Matt liked to do. He liked to help people out. Because early on, you know, online with him, he was part of the lazy web, I guess, in ways. You could be on Twitter or Identica, or, you know, and you'd ask a question. If he was there, he'd start Googling it for you, you know, and giving you some answers. And just really, really helping out anyone like that. You know, sometimes he gave me a lot more answers than I needed or wanted to know or could even try to digest, because, you know, he'd been playing around with Linux a lot longer than me. But, you know, that's one of the things that is his spirit, was in his DNA to be helpful to other people. There's a project he and I worked on, and was a Juiced Penguin, and which, I don't know how many episodes we did of that, maybe 10 episodes, 20. He was supposed to do one month, and I was supposed to do one with his style of music, and I did one with mine. And basically was trying to promote, you know, OGG format, open free formats, with some music. And, you know, Klaatu provided some music and stuff too, which was really cool. A lot of different types of basically albums, I guess you could get from there. Most of the stuff we had was free and open, so you could have found it anywhere online, because, you know, there's no way that, you know, I could have afforded to pay for, like, royalties and stuff like that. But it was fun. It was fun. That was early of the, I guess, the golden age of podcasting, because I don't know if that still exists. One of the places where I did like to, you know, run into him was Wednesday nights, which this is a Wednesday night, and I'm missing it. I think there's a little bit more important. I'm missing the Linux Link podcast. But that thing's been going on forever. And, you know, if you've not been on that, that's kind of a hub to kind of meet people, IRC. But it's sad to see that he's gone. He was a young man in his 30s, 5-year-old daughter. I never made a phone call that I meant to give to him. It crossed my mind, and I just got caught up with too many other things, and I sorely regret that I didn't have a chance to talk to him. Probably been a year since I talked to him, maybe more, but, you know, it's cancer, you know, fuck cancer. Just, you know, hopefully we'll have a cure for that. But, you know, he was a good guy, he was trying, you know, he had a lot of struggles, you know, and he was a fighter. He was a nice guy and a fighter, so that's, I don't know what else to say. I'm sure there's a lot of other people that will miss him, that his presence will be, his lack of presence will be noticed. But, you know, I don't know what happens after we're gone. You know, other people have their own belief systems, and He and I, we talked about it a couple times, and I changed my mind, and you know, about what happens in the hereafter. But you know, I don't know what goes on. It would be nice that there is something, but I doubt that seriously. But you know, if there is, Matt, I hope that you know, crossing the river Styx into some nice hunting grounds, you know, with your kilt on. All right. Talk to you later. Miss you, my friend.
This is Claudio M. remembering my friend Matt Williams, who passed away on December 7th, 2016. I remember seeing the news that day and feeling my heart just break. And I know that though he was free from all of the suffering that he had gone through with his cancer, I lost my friend that day. I lost a piece of myself that day. And I can't help but just think about him each and every day after. I remember meeting him, though not in person, unfortunately, meeting him virtually through the podcast that I was involved with at the time, Linux Basement, having jumped online to some of the Hacker Public Radio podcasts that were going on during that time, and joining in conversation with him and many others. And he seemed like a fun guy. And as I got to know him online, chatting through IRC and ultimately through Hangouts, chatting personally about his projects, his many projects that he was involved with and that he would undertake, about his daughter, about being a dad, I came to develop that relationship with him that I wish I could have just brought it to the next level, to being knowing him in person, hanging out with him, spending time with him. But I'm just grateful that I had the opportunity to know him, even if just virtually. I'm going to miss him very much, because he touched my life. And like all dragons, this digital dragon, Lord Drakenblut, Matthew Williams, he had a fire in his heart that not even this cancer could take away. And that fire left an impression on all of us. And we're going to miss him. And we're going to miss you, Matt. We hope you're flying high wherever you are right now. Flying high like the dragon that you are. And watching over Ada, protecting her. And I pray that Ada knows that she had such a wonderful dad. And Matt, I want to thank you for having the impact that you did in my life. Thank you for coming into my life and leaving that impression that I know that you've left on so many others. I love you. I'm going to miss you. And I'm always going to keep you in my mind, in my memories, and in my heart.
This is an article that Brian Prophet wrote to Lord Drakenblut on December 8th, remembering a friend, Matthew Williams. One of the things about working in open source software communities is that you are always moving forward. It's hard not to get a sense of momentum and progress when it seems you are constantly striving to improve and build on the work you and others have done before. But sometimes you have to pause to reflect, because sometimes there is loss. Remembering Matthew Williams. It is with heavy hearts that the Fedora Project community learned yesterday of the passing of one of its prominent members, Matthew Williams, who lost his 3-year battle with cancer Wednesday morning. Matthew, also known as Lord Drakenblut, was an Indiana native and a passionate member of the Fedora community. Matthew's passion to constantly improve the software and hardware with which he worked created a tireless advocate for the Fedora project, and his presence was felt at conferences across the nation, Scale, Ohio Linux Fest, and the former Indiana Linux Fest, an Indianapolis-based event that he helped found. Matthew also devoted time to interviewing and archiving notable figures in the free and open-source software communities to learn what drove people to work on their projects. He was also very driven to share what he knew, launching the OpenFOSS training site in 2015 to help new Linux users with getting involved with any Linux distribution. While he was active in the Fedora community, Matthew was also very involved with Ubuntu as well. A great deal of what Matthew did for Fedora centered on getting more people involved and knowledgeable about the project. To that end, he was the owner of the Fedora Google Plus page, a responsibility he took very seriously. Under his management, the page has over 25,000 members and is one of the Fedora project's strongest outreach channels. All of this work and achievement does not really portray what Matthew was like as a person. A kind and thoughtful soul, with an unwavering dedication to the things in which he believed. For those who worked with and knew Lord Drakenblut, it is your personal thoughts we invite you to reflect upon today. For the rest, know that the Fedora project and the open source software community at large is a little more poorer today with the passing of our colleague. The building will continue, but we will miss our friend, Matthew.
Hi, this is Ahuka, or Kevin O'Brien, as you may prefer. And I'm just recording a few memories I have of my old friend, Lord Drakenblut. I had heard of him and caught him once or twice on podcasts, but I first met him in person at the Indiana Linux Fest. And he was one of the organizers of that. And I went there, well, every year that they had it. And it was a nice event. It wasn't the biggest one in the world, but it was always worth going to. And had a number of very nice conversations. And, you know, we got to be friends. And then after that, I would start seeing him, or around that time, I would start seeing him at Ohio Linux Fest, which I was involved with. And at one point, I offered to, you know, help pass along some knowledge as they were getting Indiana Linux Fest going from the stuff I was doing at Ohio Linux Fest. And then when I moved on from there, I moved on to working with PenguinCon. And the Indiana Linux Fest had stopped, but I would still see Lord Drakenblut at Ohio. And we would start to get into conversations that would happen online. We were both on Google Plus, and so I would see things pop up late at night from him, usually right around the time I was getting ready to go to bed, because I have a job and I have to get up in the morning. And he would suddenly want to have a, you know, long, aimless conversation about things, but it was always fun. Then he had this idea for the free open source software video series. And I remember we spent a long time talking about how he could put that together, and he asked me to read over some materials and help him with that, which I was happy to do. And then I think the last thing that I remember, particularly between the two of us, was he wanted to do a presentation for PenguinCon about doing the video recording that he was doing for his series. Unfortunately, I think by that point, his health had just deteriorated to the point that it really wasn't practical for him to travel and do conference talks anymore. So these are just a few things that come to my mind about my old friend, and I'm really sorry that that he has passed away and is not going to be around. I kept waiting for him to get better and maybe get the Indiana Linux Fest going again, or, you know, maybe have him out to give a talk. So a lot of potential that got lost there. But, you know, cancer really sucks. Having lost my father to cancer, I understand that very well. So that's just a few things that I wanted to throw into my own personal memory and remembrance. So this is Ahuka signing out.
This is a message I got from Joe C. Hecht. I don't know if I'm saying your last name correctly. I'm sorry. Matthew was a solid contributor to the computer community and founder of the OpenFOSS Training, openfosstraining.com, where he produced videos with the tagline, "Together, let's build something fierce." Matthew, Lord Drakenblut Williams, was always helpful, kind to others, and he was a fighter, too. He never once spoke of giving up his fight, sometimes signing his message to me with an ending note of laughing at cancer. Matthew and I shared of our illness, and unlike myself, he was brave, fearless, and rarely complained. He supported others in their battles, and had a heart that was at least a mile wide. I know few people who tolerate my critiques, but Matthew Williams was one that not only took them, he always came back for more. His Google page contains a wealth of technical information worthy of scraping. I highly recommend taking a look at his fine contributions, http://plus.google.com, and then a string of numbers. I'll include the link in the show notes. I am reminded today that we live and we die, and few outside of our immediate circles seem to show much care about that fact. Today, why not take a moment to show someone you care? Matthew Williams, you will be missed a lot. Thank you for your awesome contributions to the community, and most of all, thank you for being a friend. Joe C. Hecht.
This is Lost in Bronx. I think, like a lot of people who knew Lord D, I had never met him. Not in real life. But I internet knew him for several years. And going back actually quite a ways, I don't know how many of you remember, but he used to do a podcast called 10 Buck Review. And he would find these $10 discs in the bargain bins at the store. I think it was Walmart mostly. And they were often terrible, but sometimes they were really good too. But the criteria was it had to be $10 or less. Well, he tried something experimental. He let me try something where I took an old movie that was free up on archive.org, and I picked M, starring Peter Lorre. That was an old Fritz Lang German silent film. And I did a review for his show, and he was extremely gracious and grateful. Class act all the way. He was that. He was a podcaster. He was a writer. He was an organizer of events. He was a true pillar of the free and open source software community. We are diminished with his loss. Lord D, you will be missed.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. Nightwise calling. And it's somehow fitting that I do my eulogy to Lord Drakenblut from the car, because that is where I talked to him the most. I met Lord D, I think about 4 years ago or something. We got chatting on Voxer and, you know, talking about all kinds of geeky stuff. Pretty soon, we started talking about, you know, life in general, and I was at the time in a pretty challenging phase of my life where I had to make the big decision if I was going to venture out into my own or if I was going to stay an employee in the company that I was working for. I remember having long talks with Lord Drakenblut in the car as I was on my way from Antwerp to Eindhoven or from God knows where to God knows where about all kinds of things. Some things were extremely geeky, about stuff that he was working on, like, for example, his virtual machine server that he had rolling around and all the project that he was working on or the project that I was working on. And mostly I would be talking about the project I was working on. Lord D would Google it up and give me the solution right then and there. that kind of became our relationship. You know, we'd talk about geeky stuff, and he would throw up some suggestions, and I would, and then he would Google the subsequent reply and send me the link, because he was behind his computer and I was on the road. But he also counseled me in those times when I had to make the call whether or not I was going to venture out on my own. And Matthew gave me the courage to do that. Along with other friends at the time, he was instrumental into convincing me that, hell yeah, I could do this. You could do this, Nightwise. You're ready for this. And I think that thanks to the hours that I talked to him and other friends, I made that decision. But Lord D was there. That voice on the other end that I never met, that I never saw, was somebody who was my daily counsel, my daily guy to talk to. I spend quite a few hours in the car, and a lot of that time is spent listening to podcasts, but also talking to friends. And over the last years, I must have spent hours talking to Lord D. The time difference was optimal. I was going to bed as he was getting up, and vice versa. So, you know, we would chat during his evenings, my mornings, about all kinds of things. And I remember him telling me, man, I have this stomach ache, I'm going to go to the hospital. And then getting the news that, dude, I have cancer. And yet, since, you know, even though he had, you know, was diagnosed with terminal cancer, this guy said, like, you know what, I'm going to do Kickstarter. I'm going to get equipment together, I'm going to do a show, I want to do something for the open source community. And that is something that, I don't know, has always, will always be in my mind when I think of him. This guy that, despite the odds, despite a very hard divorce, despite the fact that he didn't see his kid enough, he adored the little girl, despite the fact that he had freaking cancer, he said, let's do a Kickstarter. He had hope and courage right up to the very end. When the original treatment failed, that's okay, we're going to go with the additional treatment. And by the way, I'm getting a CNC laser cutter because I want to start doing that too. And that is something that in my life will be something that I will always look up to. When, as entrepreneurs or as people in general, we have to make the tough decisions, or we have to look at an uncertain future and think, oh my God, what's going to happen next? We can think about Lord D. You know, we could easily say, you know, we're happy, we're healthy, Lord D wasn't healthy, you know, we should be happy. No, that's not how we should remember him. We should remember him that, you know, despite the fact that he was dying, he decided to, you know, pick up a challenge, be an entrepreneur, succeed, produce, share, despite all of that. Some of us might say, you know, I'm terminally ill, I don't care about computers anymore, I'm going to look at the sunset until I die. Lord D didn't. He said, you know what, I've been an open source advocate, and I will be remain an open source advocate until I die. He remained an active part of the Fedora community. He was active in Ubuntu. He was active in Hacker Public Radio. He was a guest host on a lot of podcasts. He inspired the Nightwise.com podcast in many ways. He inspired my life in many ways. He was one of the bravest people that I know. And I say that with sincerity. I have seen people who tell me that they're brave. I've seen people who have told me that they have ventured into dangerous territory despite the odds. Well, you know what? That's all fine and dandy, but Lord D did it. Despite his life and everything that was going on, and literally his body failing around him, he continued to be there for his friends, to be a part of the online community, to contribute his knowledge, his expertise to all of us so we could enjoy our computers and the stuff that we do on them. But he also taught us that despite the odds, it is never too late to try. It is never too late to fight. It is never too late to win. And there is only one battle that you lose. And that battle, he lost. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and God, you don't want to know what we were talking about. I was wishing him the most erotic dreams that he had since he was sleeping so bad, and he didn't know the difference between being awake and being asleep. So I said, then I hope that you dream of Pornhub, of which we laughed. And, you know, that was kind of the last conversation that he had, because he was going to bed and I was going to work. Talk to you later, man. Yeah, see you around that wise. And that was it. Then he went to hospital, and through the wonders of technology, I managed to send him my last Foxer message. I don't know if it's ever been played. It will probably remain unread in my Foxer for the rest of my life, but I got a chance to tell him what a good friend he was to me, and with this eulogy, I got a chance to tell you guys what a good friend he was. We'll miss you, Dee. We'll miss you a lot. I will forever smile when I see that even when you were on death's door, sleeping in palliative care because the doctor said there's nothing more we can do but give you, you know, rest and let you sleep until your time comes, even at that moment, your if this then that scripts were posting stuff about Fedora in your timeline and confusing the hell out of non-technical people. And I think that the Fedora community should take a shining example at that. I'm gonna miss you, Dee. It's gonna be quiet in the car without you. I'm gonna miss your raspy voice. I'm gonna miss your witty remarks. I'm gonna miss your, hey man, how you doing? I'm going to miss that. I hope that wherever you are right now, soaring on the backs of dragons through clouds of amber and gold and steel blue skies, that you'll have one hell of a time. Because you will never cease to remind us that it is never too late to fight. It is never too late to try. It is never too late to win. And there is only one battle that you can really lose. Sayonara, my friend. I'm gonna miss you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.